time for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show, Minds Over Matter. Your host, Dana Rodriguez, is tonight joined by technical editor, Kira Pace, and teacher, Lori Fisher. And here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, David, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you're having a lovely day out there, and we also hope you can spare us an hour of your time tonight, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. Those of you who have listened before know what I'm talking about. Those of you who may be new to the program, We hopefully will entertain you and inform you over the course of the hour. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. All you have to do is call in. Yes, we have two numbers, by the way. The first is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is area code 415-841-4134. And we also have a toll-free number. Yes, we really do. Toll-free 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. So feel free to give us a call. I also want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter, MINDSOVERMATTER. That's mindsovermatter, all strung together in one word, at yahoo.com. We don't read the emails during the show unless the phones go out, and that has happened, but not today, I hope. But we do read the emails, so feel free to email us any old time. Again, that's mindsovermatter at yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear this show online, you can certainly do that anywhere in the world simply by going to kalw.org. That is kalw.org. And if you'd like to hear a podcast of this show, it should be it should be available reasonably soon after our broadcast tonight, and that will also be at kalw.org and iTunes, et cetera, et cetera. And all that being said, we will start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here is the first. Kira Pace spent this weekend doing a full rewatch of the entire Blackadder series, proving once again that she makes good decisions about how she uses her time.
Totally worth it.
Don't you have cramps in your legs from sitting on the couch?
No, like every time a series would end, I would get up and do some jumping
All right,
jacks,
that's good.
Sit back down.
How many episodes is that?
It's 24 episodes and 3 specials.
Okay. Did you watch the Blackadder Christmas
Carol? I'm not all the way done, so I have the Christmas one to watch, the entire 4th series, and back and forth.
Okay.
Everything else then right. is done. Check that off.
Off your bucket list.
For better or worse, Lori Fisher reports that the country is in virtually the same shape it was in when he left for vacation 3 weeks ago. People in Europe think we have gone quite mad. Who is he to doubt them? His suggestion? Escape the madness by listening to Minds Over Matter.
It works. And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, says that the circus is in town. Unfortunately, that town is Washington, D.C.
All right. Waiting for the clown car.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Never disappoints.
And we will begin with Kira Pace.
All right. So, visually... And there are a couple answers, but I'm mainly looking for one. Visually, what is the difference between the rod of Asclepius and the caduceus?
So say it again.
Sure.
The rod?
The caduceus is the medical symbol.
Yeah.
In the U.S., it tends to become the medical symbol.
Okay.
But technically, the rod of Asclepius is the medical symbol. But here... So do you know the difference between the two?
One's got the caduceus has snakes wrapped around a scepter?
Yes.
Am I halfway there to the visual part?
You're most of the way there, actually, because you pluralized the word snake.
Oh, all right.
And that's the main difference.
And what's the other one? What's the rod of...
The rod of Asclepius is the medical symbol, but there's only the one snake.
Oh, There you go.
So the caduceus here in the U.S. tends to get mistaken for it, but it's Hermes rod, and it is more for messengers and negotiation.
I think I saw the first one in an adult movie.
I'm not sure what kind of adult movies you're going to, but I should check my doctor's office next time I go to my doctor's office. Yeah.
So, did he? Is he?
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah. I think that's worth a bell.
All right. Okay.
There's something missing. She's just not telling us.
No. That was pretty much it. One snake versus two snakes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Give us another question.
Sure. So who are the so-called 12 Olympians of the Greek pantheon? They're the same 12 gods who are represented on the east frieze of the Parthenon of Athens.
You want all 12?
All 12.
That's a lot.
It's 12.
Wow.
Most of them should go quickly, I'm
Zeus.
Sure. Yes.
Apollo.
Yes.
Mercury or Mercury. Hermes?
Hermes, yes.
Yeah, Hermes.
I got my Greeks up. Any women?
Diana?
Several women. Diana's...
Roman.
Artemis.
Artemis.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Minerva? No.
That's Roman, I think.
Yeah.
Bacchus?
Roman.
Dionysius.
Yes, there you go.
Very good.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
So how many are we at?
You're at six, I think. No, you're at five.
Steve Reeves. Is he one of them?
Afraid not.
Let the audience pick up the other side.
All right.
Do you have any more? Those are the good ones.
All right. If you read the question once more.
Sure. Who are the so-called 12 Olympians in the Greek pantheon? They're the same 12 gods who are represented on the east frieze of the Parthenon of Athens. And we've got Zeus, Apollo, Artemis, Hermes, and Dionysus.
And we have a couple of lines open. If you'd like to give us a call, the two numbers are area code 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255. Lori, why don't you go ahead?
Well, many of us know that this is the 50th anniversary of the Summer of Love, and I have some Summer of Love-ish questions. The first one applies to the Year of Love. It's 1967. So I was looking at all the number one songs, figured they'd all be great rock and roll songs, and many of them are. The Beatles had three number one hits. You can give me that. That's not what I'm asking. There were four number one songs that were not by groups, so not by the Doors or the Young Rascals or Beatles, but three were by individuals, one by a duo. The individuals were all women. So I'm looking for the four number one songs in 1967 in the year that weren't by groups, three by women, one by a duo. And I would say this to throw it in, none of them are rock and roll songs. These are kind of not in that vein. We were holding on to some things from the past in a way with the four songs.
And they're all duos? Is that what you're saying?
One's a duo. The other three are by solo women.
You know, holding on to the past, are we talking about like Doggy in the Window stuff?
I'd say two of them are very Doggy in the Window-ish.
Is Nancy Sinatra one of them?
She is. What she have?
These Boots Are Made for Walking?
No.
Something Stupid?
No. I'm sorry. Something Stupid, and it was recorded with?
Frank Sinatra.
Her father. So that's the duo. Very
nice.
Good. Give yourself a bell now. Right. So Something Stupid is the duo. The other three are by individual women.
But that's the only Nancy Sinatra one.
That was her only number one that year.
Okay.
The great Nancy Sinatra.
All right. Okay. Leave it out.
Carol, you have any?
So are any of them Motown?
Yes. One
okay.
of them.
Okay. One of them is Motown.
Mm-hmm. One's Motown, one's kind of Doggy in the Window, and one is kind of country.
Oh, Stand By Your Man, maybe?
No, maybe, but
okay,
not it.
Okay, not it.
But a good guess.
Crazy?
Early. Not crazy. Those were maybe both earlier. I'm
too,
not sure. Okay.
Too early for Harper Valley PTA.
Same era, same kind of song.
It's sort of a story song, kind of.
I would say it is exactly a story song.
Oh, is it by... Is it by the coal miner daughter lady?
Loretta Lynn?
Thank you.
Not by Loretta Lynn.
Okay.
D-I-V-O-R-C-E? Divorce?
Not Divorce,
all
by
right.
Tammy Wynette.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but that's a great clue. It's a story song. It tells a story.
All right. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
This is Garrett from Hayward.
Hi, Garrett.
It's two of the songs you went to Motown songs. There's one of them, Love Is Here and Now You're Gone.
No.
Well, how about The Happening?
The Happening was one of the number one songs, but that was by a group, the Supremes. I'm looking for individual women now.
Oh, let's see.
But that's very
good.
Well,
you were talking about Harvard Valley PTA. That's from 68, not 67.
Okay. Yep. The year before that.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, though, but in 1967, you know, the last 4 months of the year hardly bore any resemblance at all to what happened in the year earlier.
I think I know things changed.
Yeah, I know. Everything changed. That's what I got a couple ones related to 1967. Yeah. You know, the television series of Felony Squad, the first season 2 episode was unusual for one reason. You know what it was?
Felony Squad.
Well, it's just about scheduling.
So say the question again.
Well, the Felony Squad, their second season episode was called Let Him Die. It's about they take this world leader that's seriously injured. And it was unusual. Its scheduling was somewhat unusual. You know what it was?
Did it have anything to do with what was going on in the world at the time?
No.
All right. No idea.
It was broadcast on the last day of August.
Oh.
Yeah, it's unusual because they usually have it on the second week of September.
Oh, I see what you mean. Felony Squad. Here's That's the first squad. Felony Squad question we've ever had, I
now,
think.
Here's my second question.
Yes.
What was the last soap opera to be broadcast in black and white?
Whoa.
What year would that have been?
Same year, 67.
67.
On 67, wow.
Oh, boy. There were a lot of soap operas on then. It's probably not one that's on anymore, is it?
It's not on anymore, but it's attained a huge cult following and spawned a feature film.
Oh. Yeah, go ahead.
The vampire, Dark Shadows?
Yes.
Wow. Good job.
Very good.
All right.
You know, sadly, the first Dark Shadows, I mean, if I remember that was in color, though, unfortunately, exists only as a black and white kiss. Well, I think it's a black and white kinescope.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Gareth.
Yeah.
Good question.
All right.
Dark Shadows. You have more Felony Squad questions?
No, I'm afraid. I'm going to come up with one for next week.
Can we please celebrate that this, I think, is the first time that I've ever been able to answer a Garrett from Oakland, or a Garrett
Union
question?
Union City. Hayward. Sorry, Hayward.
When I've been here, I think that should give her an extra bell for
all right,
that. Yeah,
bell.
That's good.
Okay, I'll give you a couple questions. Let's see. Besides Shakespeare, what do these names have in common? Juliet, Rosalind, Cordelia, Ophelia, and Bianca. Besides Shakespeare, what do these names have in common? Juliet, Rosalind, Cordelia, Ophelia, and Bianca.
Former Rolling Stones girlfriends.
No, that's good.
I thought of that.
Reasonably good guess.
Is it more like that? Are they all real people?
No.
Are some of them real people?
No.
Okay. Were so they're all fictional characters.
Were they used in the NATO alphabet at any point?
That's an interesting guess, but no. Besides Shakespeare, what do these names have in common? Juliet, Rosalind, Cordelia, Ophelia, and Bianca.
Are they album titles?
No. That's a good guess, too.
Many of them are in movie titles, like Juliet of the Spirits and... I think there's an Ophelia, but that's not it either.
Yeah, no Ophelia.
Okay.
No Cordelia either.
Okay.
All right, think it over.
Okay.
Think it over.
No, want to give us a hint?
No.
Okay.
Not right now. All right, second question. What 90s film is the highest grossing NC-17 film of all time? What 90s film? It's a well-known movie.
It's Clerks, right?
It is not.
Okay.
What'd you guess?
Clerks.
What 1990s film is the highest-grossing NC-17 film of all time? And it's a pretty famous film.
And NC-17 means it's kind of raunchy.
Yes, yeah.
It mostly just means the MPAA wouldn't pass it for some reason or another.
Nobody under 17 admitted. Supposedly.
'90s. This you should help us. With
I know.
The 90s.
Now
this
I
is,
feel
this
bad.
Is your
it's an
real
actual.
House. You got the Felony Squad question.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
No, she didn't get the Felony Squad.
I know. That's how I'm thinking. That's how I'm telling this story.
So once more, what 1990s film is the highest-grossing NC-17 film of all time? Okay, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Anybody there? Hello. You there, caller? No? Sorry. Next one. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on. Go ahead.
Okay. So for the songs. What about Me and Bobby McGee by Joplin?
No, that wasn't okay. Number one that year.
Joan Baez, Night They Drove Little Dixie Down?
Nope, not that. Good guess.
And then Dolly Parton, Blue Ridge Mountain Boy, so I can really completely screw up.
It's a great song. It never hit number one, though, so none of those. But loved
okay,
all those songs.
It doesn't surprise me. All right. And then, wait, so you just asked about the MC-17 Showgirls or whatever that was called?
That is correct. Wow. Showgirls. Yes.
So that's really scary. Okay.
I agree with you.
I mean, I haven't seen it, but I'm
sure
I want to. Oh, no,
you're right. I've seen it. It's terrible. It's no Showgirls 2, which is somehow even worse, but it's pretty awful.
But it grossed a lot of money to be the highest grossing.
Actually, it didn't gross a lot of money. It only made $20 million.
But that's the highest.
That's the highest grossing NC-17.
It's a low bar. Okay, sorry.
Oh, because on the gross, because it made more than. Because when you do the gross, it made more money than other things for what it was made. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Okay. Let's see. So the Ophelia and all that. I am going to throw in my beloved great aunt was named Maxine. However. My great-grandmother was going to name her Ophelia. She married a man named Robert Dick. So she told me in her 90s, I could have been Ophelia Dick. Isn't that a great story?
There you go.
Excellent story.
Bye.
We're still on the air, right?
We're still on the air. And
he's asking porn questions last week.
Oh, it was such
too.
A...
This week, too, yeah.
But there wasn't... the answer was perfectly legit.
But if the question...
Did you hear the question last week?
I did not.
Oh, well, I asked what the... Kira enjoyed it.
I did.
I asked what the most searched for porn term is in the U.S.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the answer, did you get it? I have no idea.
No caller.
I'd only embarrassed myself by
somebody called in with the correct answer.
Yeah,
so.
Lesbian. Yeah. Lesbian.
That's not a porn
that's
term.
That's not a... Well, no, but that's what
oh,
you...
Oh, people type in
heading.
Lesbian
yeah,
porn.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. There
I'm,
you go.
I'm sure you had a good time with that last week.
Yeah. Didn't last as long as I'd hoped because, of course, everybody's watching porn all the time. And...
During our show? No.
Not during our show. No. This is radio what? Porn right here.
You need something to listen to, I guess.
And next call. You can multitask, I guess.
Right.
Hi, you're on Minds Every Matter.
Excellent. This is Jeremy from San Francisco.
Oh, hi, Jeremy.
Hey, I got to turn down my porn here. Hold on.
Can't do that.
I got a few quick questions for you.
You're a lesbian porn, you mean?
Yes. In addition to William Shakespeare, after whose works are Uranian moons named?
Oh, you're turning my question around, aren't you?
It's Christopher Marlowe, then, right?
But that's
nope.
That's
no,
your
not
question.
No. It's not. I'm sorry.
Think shorter.
Yeah. It's not. Is it Pope? Alexander Pope?
It is.
Okay.
There you go.
Very good.
Which and then.
So does that mean Jeremy answered your question and they are all
in
moons?
A roundabout way? He did.
So what's the
clever.
Answer?
Juliet, Rosalind, Cordelia, Ophelia, and Bianca are all moons of Uranus.
And what former wife of Morris Gibb recorded
questions.
The theme to "The Man with the Golden Gun" as well as the 1957 number one hit "To Sir with Love"?
Oh, that would be Lulu then.
Lulu.
That he's doing
would,
the same. This call is great.
Indeed.
That's the 1967 hit. Very nice. Give him a bell for
Lulu.
Me.
Lulu.
Lulu was
the only
Sir with Love.
The only client of that character on what's that British show? About the two women, the partying women.
Oh, absolutely fabulous.
That's her client.
Right? McNally.
Yes.
And then I'll throw in how about Hera as
yes.
an Olympian?
There we go.
All right.
Great job.
Excellent. There you go.
Great answer.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. And Kira, it's your turn, I believe.
All right. So, real quick, was "To Sir with Love" is that our story song?
No.
What about "I Will"? No, that's too early for that. Okay, don't mind me.
Yeah, "To Sir with Love" doesn't tell much of a story.
It tells about a sir.
Kind of.
and that she loves him. Those school day, days
see,
are gone.
It's her school girl stories.
You don't hear any of the stuff from the movie.
Yeah.
The other one's got a real story.
It's the story song is a country song.
Yes.
That's the one.
I would say it is.
All right. Is it Dolly Parton?
It's not.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Kira.
Oh, no. That's okay. I'm keen to keep guessing, too. All right. So the primary flavoring agent of wet liqueur is the dried peel of the Laraja. A citrus fruit grown on the island for which the liqueur is named.
Once more.
Mm-hmm. The primary flavoring agent of wet liqueur is the dried peel of the laranja, a citrus fruit grown on the island for which the liqueur is named.
Citrus fruit. Are these the Azores by any chance?
Mm-mm.
So what liqueurs are flavored with citrus fruit? I have to go there.
I know.
So Grand Marnier is one. Is that it? That's flavored with some kind of orangey thing.
It is. It's not the answer, though.
Okay.
The island of Marnier.
Amaretto is flavored by, it's not amaretto, that's mm-hmm. almond.
That's almond, yes.
This is not your thing, liqueurs?
I know nothing about liquor.
Oh, well, then the next question is not going to be your bag either. Wet liqueur, which has been made by the Carthusian monks in 1767, according to instructions that date back to 1605, is named for the French mountain range in which the monks' monastery is located.
Well, I might be able to
you know your mountain ranges.
Yeah, I know my mountain ranges.
I have faith in you.
So this is a French liqueur?
It is.
Named after a mountain range.
The Pyrenees?
Mm-mm. It's named after a mountain range where the monastery is. It's also, I'll give you an extra hint, it gives its name to a color that this liqueur is.
Uh-huh. Oh.
I have to think about
just
this.
Just flashed in front of my eyes. No, I can't.
No?
Yeah. Not citron.
Mm-mm.
Not... Is it a reddish color?
No.
Oh, okay.
It is the opposite side of the color wheel.
Yeah. It's on the opposite.
White.
White.
No.
Black.
No.
Give me my color wheel.
Yeah, that's right. Color wheel.
All right. They took it off the board here.
Yeah. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Steve. Good. Again, everybody knows about Omar Sharif, who passed away last year. But Alex Darcy was another great Egyptian Hollywood movie star.
Yes.
Can you name five of his movies?
Who are we talking about?
You know, as much as I enjoy this actor, you asked this question like 2 weeks ago.
I did?
Yes.
Okay, just say one movie.
The Awful Truth.
What else?
Soldier of Fortune.
What else? Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, how to...
The Millionaire.
Gentleman Preferred Blondes. Or How to Marry a Millionaire.
Okay. He just really was beautiful to look at. Very good actor. Second question. What is Carrie's Law?
What is what?
Carrie's... K-A-R-I apostrophe S Law.
K-A-R-I...
Oh, Carrie's Law. Okay.
Oh. Right. Was enforced in 2016. It's really important, especially if
sounds
you
familiar.
Or your family are going to stay in hotels or motels. It's a hint.
Mm.
I suppose it has something to do with children?
Pretty much, but no, but more than that.
Mm. Is this the one where somebody was drilled a hole in a wall and was peering at somebody who was taking a shower?
Well, more than that.
More than that.
It's a privacy sort of thing, right?
No.
No, it's not.
It's about violence.
Violence. Okay. Go ahead, Ed.
I'll give you the answer. Yeah, it is about calling 911 from a hotel or motel room. This woman was attacked and she was killed, murdered. But when you're staying in a hotel or motel, the phone you have in your desk does not connect to 911 directly, and now it does.
Huh.
You understand?
Yeah.
That's
right.
Really important. That's really important. Anyway, that's what Carrie's Law, after Carrie, the victim of this crime. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good day. All right.
And you are listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight, technical editor Kira Pace, retired English professor Lori Fisher. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. Two numbers to join us are area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Again, with a question or answer, also have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255. And... Lori, it is your turn.
All right. Continuing with our Summer of Love theme here. These questions are about the Monterey Pop Festival, which many people think kicked off the Summer of Love. It was in June of 1967. There was somebody who was booked at the festival, advertised at the festival, and had to cancel because he or she had a contract with the Fairmont Hotel to appear in their nightclub, and the Fairmont wouldn't let this person perform so close to the concert. So who was that person? The kind of person who would be at the Fairmont? Somebody was invited to play at the Monterey Pop and refused because, quote, he felt all the bands from San Francisco were too inferior, so he wouldn't appear on stage with them. Number three is, who closed the show? And the last one is just a general question. That famous, when you go to San Francisco, be sure to wear flowers in your hair, recorded by Scott McKenzie. Who wrote that song?
So who was the first question?
The first question was, somebody was scheduled and advertised to appear at Monterey Pop, but that performer had to cancel because later in the year they were going to appear at the Fairmont Hotel in the hotel. So this person canceled. Who was it? And the hint is, this is the kind of person who'd be more likely to be at the Fairmont Hotel than at Monterey Pop. Who canceled because he refused to be on the same stage that had San Francisco bands like the Jefferson Airplane and the Grateful Dead? Who closed the show? And who composed the song, if you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear flowers in your hair?
So when you say composed, you mean the music, not the words?
This person wrote the music and the words.
Is it Rod McEwen, though?
It was, no, but I liked your facial expression when you said it. No, it was not Rod McEwen.
Was this person a musician as well as a songwriter?
Well-known musician. Well-known performer.
All right. Okay. And
it's not the cake out in the rain guy, is it?
No. That was the
MacArthur Park.
That was Webb. Jimmy Webb wrote it.
Oh, okay.
The MacArthur Park guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, not him. That's a pretty good guess. And Richard Harris, the actor, recorded it.
Richard Harris was the name I was looking for.
And he's just performed it. But not, he had nothing to do with Monterey Pop as far as I know. Maybe he attended.
Yeah, maybe. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hey, Peter.
Let's see. Is the liqueur citrus from Granada?
It is not.
Okay. And which of the Greek gods have been guessed already?
We've got Zeus and Hera, Apollo and Artemis, Hermes and Dionysus.
Hephaestus?
Yes.
Athena?
Yes.
Poseidon?
Yes.
And Aphrodite?
Yes.
Oh, nice work.
And I have a question.
Yes.
How did the command center on board ship come to be called a bridge? This is more nautical nomenclature.
Was it originally a walkway between two areas of the ship that was connected
by? Yes, it was actually a bridge between two areas of the ship.
Right. But that's not the whole answer, huh?
Not the whole answer. Why did they need to have a walkway between two areas? This is in the change from sailing to steam power.
Right. Is it something that was a part of the structure of the ship that needed to come up in a certain area that the bridge had to work around? Or, I know, it's sort of convoluted.
It's about the view of the captain.
Right. Well, the bridge used to be at the back of the ship, and now it's kind of more at the front of the ship, wasn't it?
Exactly, yeah. And why was that?
Well, the steering was at the back of the ship, and now it's at the front.
No.
I don't know, because it was the highest point. That's
part of it.
All right. I don't think I can go much further.
The smokestack.
Oh. Well, it was kind of... Yeah. It was sort of on the right track.
Yeah. The bridge originally was between the housings of the two paddle wheels.
Right.
It was a high point midships where the captain could have a better view. He didn't need to be in the back to see the sails because they didn't have to rely on sails.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Night. All right. I'm going to give you, with your permission, two questions because one of them follows another question I had earlier. Of all the moons in our solar system, only two have the same name as movies. And when I say the same name as movies, it's a complete name. So there's no the or and or anything after or before. So the moon is the complete name of the movie. So of all the moons in our solar system, only two have the same names as movies.
So this is the week of your moon question.
I guess
right?
So.
Because Juliet, Rosalind, they were all
right.
Moons.
That's right.
Okay.
So we have, let's see, Jupiter, wives, and lovers, because I think one of them was a boy. Saturn, I don't remember what Saturn is. Let's see. Like, what can I name? I can't name anything right now. I'm like blank. Like Io, Europa, Titan. Those are not movies. Oh, wait.
Titan?
Not Titan.
No, Triton.
One of them is, I'll give you a hint, one of them is Shakespearean. But none of the ones I gave you earlier.
So I guess that would be one of the moons of Uranus, then, would be one of them, because I think those are the only Shakespeare ones.
Sharon?
There's definitely, yeah, there's the moon of Pluto, which I think it only has one, and it's not a movie
That's
name.
That's Sharon.
Yeah, it's not a movie name.
Yeah,
I'm out.
So, once more, of all the moons in our solar system, only two have the same names as movies. And by that, I mean it's the complete name. So, a one-word name. All right, here's the second question. I came across a map of the most popular second language in every country of the world. So I'm going to give you six countries, and I want you to tell me what the second most popular language is in those countries.
Presumably popular means more people speak it.
Right.
Than the
yes.
National language.
Right.
Okay.
They framed it as popular, but yeah, that's what they mean. All right. So these six countries, what is the second most popular language in each of these countries? Okay. Number one, Argentina. Number two, Chile. Number three, and this will kill you, Saudi Arabia. Number four, Germany. Number five, Spain. Number six, Australia. So what is the second most popular language in each of these countries? Number one, Argentina. Number two, Chile. Number three, Saudi Arabia. Number four, Germany. Number five, Spain. Number six, Australia.
Is Argentina going to be Portuguese because of its proximity to Brazil?
It is not.
And Australia, is it Japanese?
It is not.
Okay.
Is Germany English?
It is not.
Are any of them English?
Yes.
Okay.
One is. Only one.
I'm stunned that it's not Germany.
There are no repeats.
Yeah. Okay. Is Spain French?
It is not.
Okay.
Let's see. Is Spain... I would either go with Portuguese or Arabic. Is it Arabic?
No.
Okay.
Neither one.
Is Australia English?
No. That's their first most popular language.
I thought maybe there might be something tricky in it.
So once more, what is the second most popular language in these countries?
We got none of them.
Oh, what about Quechua for Chile?
No.
Okay.
What'd you guess?
Quechua.
I'm sorry. What is the second most popular language in these six countries? Number one, Argentina. Number two, Chile. Number three, Saudi Arabia. Number four, Germany. Number five, Spain. Number six, Australia.
I'll take another guess on Germany. Russian?
No.
All right.
And?
Which ones did we guess English for? Just Australia?
I guessed it for Germany.
And Germany.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, since, you know what? You had that qualifier. I think English is going to be Saudi Arabia.
It is not.
All right, I'm out.
And
we guessed English for three of the six.
And let's go to a call.
Callers, get
this. Gift to the callers.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Early Christmas present.
Hi.
Hi.
Some guesses for the 67, number one.
Yeah.
The country story song, I think, is Ode to Billy Joe.
It is. You remember
Bobby
who sang
Gentry.
It? Yeah, by Bobby Gentry, the Harper Valley PTA. That's
right. Okay, and I'm also wondering about Frankie Valli's first solo outing, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You.
You know, I don't know if it was 67 or not. If it was, it wasn't number one.
It might have been 66. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
How about I Was Made to Love Her by Little Stevie Wonder?
It wasn't in the top. It wasn't number one. I think that was before that, too.
Okay.
It?
How about Scott McKenzie's song, Jesse Colin Young,
nope.
For the composer?
Good guess.
No?
He did not write.
All right.
Yep. Good
guess. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Sparky and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good.
All right. And no one has said anything about the Beatles songs, have they?
They have not.
Well.
The three number one Beatles songs.
All You Need Is Love.
Yes.
Penny Lane.
Yes.
And Hello, Goodbye.
Oh, Sparky, very good. All three. Those are the three number one Beatles songs during 67. Very nice.
And the sort of novelty song you probably have in mind is Winchester Cathedral.
No. Oh.
That may have been 66.
And yeah. And who recorded that?
The New Vaudeville Band.
Yeah, so I'm only looking for one. The one that's left is by an individual woman.
And that's the Motown one,
that's
right?
That's the Motown one.
Motown
big,
one.
Big, big.
So, anyway, Kira, the the liqueur you have in mind is Curacao.
It is.
Oh.
It is Curacao.
Yes.
And the person who wrote that sad drone dirge, you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some towels in your hair. That's John Phillips from The Mamas and the Papas.
Despite the editorial comment, which was excellent, correct answer. John Phillips,
there you go.
The Mamas and Papas wrote it, and then his label got furious at him and became a hit for giving it away to Scott McKenzie. Very nice.
Well, it's only a fair trade because Scott McKenzie was initially going to record California Dreamin'.
I didn't know.
And
what happened?
Basically, it was his record, but then John Phillips just erased his vocals and put his group's.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, nice.
So,
all right.
It's a fair trade.
Fair play.
But as for the other one, and I'm probably going to kick myself, and I don't feel like looking up my Joel Whitburn on it. I'm going to pass on that, but I think we came out pretty good, so we're going to stop.
All right. Thank you, Sparky.
Bye.
And let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Kira, you go first.
Sure. The 12 Olympians of the Greek pantheon, we've got Zeus, Hera, Poseidon, Athena, Apollo, Artemis, Aphrodite, Hephaestus, Hermes, and Dionysus. We're looking for two more.
Hephaestus?
He's the volcano guy.
Oh. He's a
That was Marshall Dillon's deputy.
Yes, he was Aphrodite's husband.
He appeared in westerns.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Dennis Weaver.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, what liqueur, which has been made by the Carthusian monks since 1767, according to instructions that date back to 1605, is named for the French mountain range in which the monks' monastery is located. It also gives its name to a color. And I think those were all the questions I asked.
Okay. Lori.
I'm looking for the one remaining number one song in 1967. In this case, it was recorded by an individual. I know Kara knows. You want to say it?
All yes. Right, it's Respect.
Yes, by the great Aretha Franklin.
Oh, there you go.
Joining To Sir With Love, Ode to Billy Joe, and Something Stupid, the three Beatles songs we got. And then we have what performer was scheduled and advertised to appear at Monterey Pop but couldn't because the Fairmont Hotel had booked this performer and wouldn't let them perform there. Who was invited but refused to play there because he wouldn't take the stage with the San Francisco bands like the Airplane and the Dead? And what group closed the show?
All right. And of all the moons in our solar system, only two have been used as complete movie titles. So of all the moons in our solar system, only two have been used as complete movie titles.
Is this a trick question? Because there is a movie called Moon.
No.
Does that count?
No, doesn't count.
Okay.
And are the movies movies made in English?
One of them is quite a recent film, by the way. And yes, they're both made in English.
Recent film.
Yes. Within the last 5 years. And I'm asking the second most popular languages in these countries, Argentina, Chile, Saudi Arabia, Germany, Spain, and Australia. What is the second most spoken language in each of these countries?
What's the name of the movie that I think it's Ridley Scott? It's related to the Alien movies. What was that called?
Alien 1, 2, and 3.
No.
You're on the right track.
I know I am. I just can't remember the name of that
movie.
He did
Blade Runner, not that.
No, it just came out. This is the one that just came out within the past 5 years. It was like a huge deal. Everyone was excited about it, and then everyone went to see it and got angry.
Avatar.
No. I think it starts with an H. No, it doesn't. Okay.
But that's
You'll think of it. You'll think of it. Yeah.
That's it, though? It's a Ridley Scott?
Yeah. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom in Oakland.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. Kara, you know that planet, or the moon?
Uh-huh.
You ever go to, like, that dance in high school? You know, the one juniors and seniors can go to?
Prom? I guess is what he's... Is there Prometheus? Prometheus. That commercial drove me crazy. Also, awesome, Tom. Thank you. The commercial drove me crazy because there's like somebody running from like a giant stone. All they had to do was sidestep it. It would have gone by. Oh, I didn't understand that commercial.
No, it's never that easy. No.
Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, all they had to do was not get off the boat.
Right.
Never get off the boat.
No.
Is the other moon Pootie Tang?
Such a good movie.
Isn't that a moon of Uranus?
We're done with the porn questions.
Near Uranus, right?
Yeah. For a while.
How about Titan? I'll guess Titan.
No, that's quite a logical guess, but no.
Yeah, shoot. Okay, most popular languages, second languages. In Germany, is that Turkish?
It is Turkish, yes.
No.
Nice.
It is.
No.
Yes, there's a tremendous amount of people from Turkey that came to work as laborers and stayed in
Germany. Yeah, more Turkish than English.
Yeah.
And then is Australia, is that Chinese?
Yes, give me a dialect.
Oh, Mandarin.
Mandarin's correct. Very good.
There we go. And excellent. The 12 Olympians, how about Bacchus?
Nope. I think he's more Roman, he's that weird one that's kind of in between. Isn't he?
But, like, he's not,
but no, it's not. He's the one that's kind of Dionysus-y, but no.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, and let's see. And the liqueur, is that chartreuse?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Oh, very good.
Nice. Very nice.
Excellent.
Hey, and let's see, the Monterey Pop, the guy who wouldn't perform, was that Santana?
No, was not Santana.
Yeah.
Because he'd be a San Francisco band.
Somebody who's kind of...
This is somebody not from San Francisco,
scene.
Had an attitude.
Yeah. The Fairmont, how about Mel Torme?
Great guess, but not the great Mel Torme, the Velvet Fog. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, well. How about Slappy White? No.
There's a moon named after Slappy White, but it's a different answer.
Closing the show, was that Big Brother and the Holding Company?
It was not. They were earlier in the festival, I think.
Earlier on.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's all I have for answers.
Good answers.
I've got a couple of these San Francisco of city guesses. So,
all right.
Places which are... how about the cities that are known as the San Francisco of? So, like... the San Francisco of Europe?
Bergen?
No.
The San Francisco of Europe.
What did you say?
Yeah. Bergen.
How about Berlin?
No.
I've
seen that not as common as this other one.
This is based more on geography, correct?
Somewhat, yeah.
Somewhat.
Geography and earthquakes.
Oh.
Earthquakes. So is it in Italy?
No.
Is it Reykjavik?
No.
Earthquakes.
No.
Earthquakes.
Also hills and climate and wine.
Cable cars?
Lisbon.
Lisbon, very good.
Oh, nice.
All right, there you go.
And then, let's see, I'll give you two more. So how about the San Francisco of the Far East and San Francisco of South America?
San Francisco of the Far East.
So is this, again, a geographical, or is this more like a social,
cultural?
Yeah, that
one's more geographical.
Like Hong Kong, maybe, or something like that?
No.
Singapore? No.
No, more north.
North of Hong Kong?
Yes. North of both, yeah.
Shanghai?
Nope, further north.
Harbin.
Might be a good guess, but no.
Is it Korea?
No.
It's
not in Korea.
Mm,
either north or south.
Vladivostok.
There you go, Vladivostok.
Is that really it? Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah. Seems to refer because of hills. I guess the hills and the water and the air.
Okay. And the San Francisco of South America.
What about Sao Paulo, just for their giant festival?
Oh, no.
It's probably in Brazil, though, right?
It is not in Brazil.
Oh, okay.
Is it in Chile?
It is in Chile.
Is it Santiago?
Good guess. No, but I think you'll get it with the next one.
What's the other port city? Santiago or what's the other one? I'm sorry, I can't think of the other one.
It's a Valparaiso.
Valparaiso, okay. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, because of the hills and wine and earthquakes.
Right.
All that stuff.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks a lot. All great show as always.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate that. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi,
you're
that's
on.
That's me, I think.
Yeah.
Hi, I had a couple of guesses on different things. This is David and Nancy in Berkeley, except we're actually in a car. I hope it works.
That counts. All right.
Okay, so for the two 12 gods, Ares.
Yes.
And Demeter.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Yeah. Good work from the
car. I just want to know, I had all the other ones too, but I got taken. Okay, let's see. Is the liqueur chartreuse?
Yes, it was chartreuse.
All right. Let's see. Now, David wants to find out if you thought that Respect was a Motown song.
I'm going to claim
it isn't.
Well, fair enough. I think it's Motown enough. I was using it generically, but I'll give credit to David for the correction.
Okay.
Keep your eyes on the road, though, okay?
Oh, he's driving. Don't worry. And now I'm going to just... The last thing is we have some guesses on the second most popular language.
Right.
Okay. So, one in Argentina is the second language English.
It is not.
Okay. In Saudi Arabia... Saudi Arabia is the second language Tagalog.
That is an excellent guess, and that's the hardest one. Yes, that is correct.
Oh. Really? Yes.
All right.
Right, because they import a lot of work.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Impressive.
Smart.
Good work.
Yeah.
Next one, in Germany, second language Turkish.
Right, that's correct.
Okay. And in Spain, Catalan.
Catalan is correct.
Good. Nice.
David, okay.
Nice.
All right,
work,
well, that's
David.
It for us.
Good work.
All right.
Yeah, thanks for the
thanks
correction
lot,
on the record label.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good night.
So Argentina was English?
No.
Which one was English?
Oh English well, will be Chile.
Chile, that's the only one that's left.
Is
Argentina Ladino or German?
It is not.
Okay.
All right. So everything but Argentina has been gotten. Is it my turn? I think it's my turn. Is it my turn?
I don't think so. I think it's Kira's turn.
All right.
But
Something relatively quick.
All right. Here's one. A Northwest Airlines pilot named Bob Plath is credited with inventing what ubiquitous travel-related item?
The sick bag.
That's what I thought.
Okay. No.
Ubiquitous. How about the cushion that you put behind your neck so you don't get neck ache?
No, he's closer with some sort of bag, but no.
Is it the... airbag that comes down when you need oxygen?
That's good. No.
All right.
Good. What are the bags are there?
Is something to do with the toileting?
No. Right. I probably led you down the wrong path with that.
All right. Read the question once more, if you
will. A Northwest Airlines pilot named Bob Plath is credited with inventing what ubiquitous travel-related item?
And, Laurie, I want you to do a quick question, too.
All right. This is not a Summer of Love question.
Thank goodness.
Thank you for tolerating it. They aren't sports questions. Sports and
I've held my tongue so far.
You did. All right. This is a short question. In 2011, the post office, the United States Post Office, decided that a new category of celebrity could be on a postage stamp. What kind of celebrity hadn't been on before 2011 and now is?
A living celebrity?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Very nice.
All right.
All right. Another
right.
quick one?
No, I'll give you one.
Okay.
Now. All right. This is... Yeah, you might get this. I don't know. These are fictional towns, TV towns. Okay? So you just have to come up with the right show. One I think you're going to get right away. So these are fictional towns. Name the show.
How many?
Three. Collinsport, Maine, Beacon Hills, California, Fairview, and there's no state. So, fictional towns on TV, what show? Collinsport, Maine, Beacon Hills, California, and Fairview.
Is Maine Murder, She Wrote?
It is not. That's Cabot Cove.
Oh, right.
Maine is...
Is it Maine,
It is
though?
In Maine. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, right.
Where did
that.
Dark Shadows take place? Was it Maine?
So it was Maine.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right.
Yeah. Collinsport, Maine is Dark Shadows.
It's a big night for Dark Shadows.
Yeah. Dark Shadows and Felony Squad on the same show.
Is Felony Squad Beaconsville?
No. Felony Squad's not there. I'll try to come up with a Felony
California,
Squad question.
And Fairview, generic Fairview. Is that it?
Yeah. And that's a fairly recent show. They're both, the other two are pretty recent shows. One of them is still on. So Beacon Hills, California, and Fairview. There may be more than one Fairview.
It sounds pretty common.
Yeah, yeah. You're probably right about that. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there?
Is that me?
It is you.
Oh, okay. This is Bill in El Cerrito.
Hi, Bill.
For the second language in Argentina,
right?
Would that be Italian?
It would be Italian. Yes, that is correct.
What?
How'd that happen?
A lot of Italian immigrants.
That's a surprise. Yeah.
Somebody picked off my
Catalan. Like the Pope. He's the Italian ancestry. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. Good job.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay. What is the Paris of Saudi Arabia?
Is this a joke?
No, it's true. It's scary.
Can't think of any other cities outside of Mecca and Riyadh.
Neither.
All right. Don't know then.
Much more fuzzy.
Fuzzy?
Fuzzy. No.
No, I'm kidding. It's Jeddah. And I'm irritated that I got crossed off Catalan and Tagalog. But let's see. There was one more. Oh, is Persephone one of the gods?
No, neither she nor Hades counted because they never really made it up to Olympia. They were stuck down in Hades.
Okay, and I finally got Ode to Billy Joel, but too late. Okay,
too late.
Great.
Sorry.
Take care.
Thank you. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. We have two numbers if you'd like to join us quickly. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134, or toll free 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is this me?
It is you.
Hi, this is Lynn from Reno calling.
Hi, Lynn.
And the last act at Woodstock, I think, was Jimi Hendrix.
I think he was, too, but I'm asking for the last act at Monterey Pop. I think you're quite...
I'm Irish! I was going to stick on Woodstock.
So a bell for Jimi Hendrix.
At Woodstock, I think.
What'd you say?
I think he was the last act at Woodstock.
I think he was too, which is a great question and answer, but I didn't ask it.
Okay, then. Thank you. I'm sorry.
That's okay, Lynn.
Oh, that's
Thank
great.
You.
And did Sean on All play the Monterey or whatever?
Sean did
at all?
Not. No, they played Woodstock. Very good.
That's why I ask.
I don't think there are any comedy acts at Monterey Pop.
All right.
That would be good to look up. Nothing Sean on ish.
And next question, or next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Anyone?
Hello.
Hi, you're on. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I think I have an answer for movies named after moons.
Yes.
Juno.
Ooh.
Ooh.
There was a film. Is it?
Yes.
You know,
yeah. You're absolutely right. There was.
You know, and it isn't that one of the moons of Jupiter?
That wasn't the one I had, but that you're absolutely correct, and I overlooked
there's
that.
There's three.
And then there was another.
That's
question.
Very good.
Let me see. Let me ask my other half here. What was the other answer? You can't remember. Okay. What else is still out there? I know I had a few other answers.
Who refused to play the Monterey Pop? Who closed Monterey
Pop? No, I think the one... Yeah, that was the one I was going to make. A wild guess, Nina Simone?
No. That's a great answer to any question, but none of the ones
but
I asked.
No, somebody... I'm just thinking of that period who would also play at the Fairmont.
How about Sarah Vaughan?
You know, you're in the right neighborhood with Sarah Vaughan
dear.
And Nina Simone.
Ella Fitzgerald.
Not Ella. Yeah, not a bad guess.
Not a bad guess. Yeah. Okay. Any other questions that are still out?
Keep listening. You can call
okay.
back.
Okay.
All right.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. This is Joe in the Excelsior.
Hi, Joe.
I'm wondering, is the band that refused to play The Doors?
It's not.
Okay.
Yeah, The Doors, I think, were... Maybe they did play, but they weren't the one who refused. I forget if they played or not, but that's not the right answer. It's a great guess.
Right, and the moon movie one is not Europa Europa.
No, that's an excellent guess, and I saw that movie. It's a good movie, but no.
It's a moon, right?
Did the airline pilot invent the rolly bag?
Yep, wheeled upright suitcase.
Oh, very good.
So he's the one to blame.
Yes, he's the one. He's the guy. Bob Plath, former Northwest Airlines pilot.
Now billionaire.
Thank you kindly.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, Ken in Oakland.
Hi, Ken.
Yeah, I think it was Tony Bennett who had to cancel out of Monterey Pop.
Not according to my notes. It was not Tony, because I don't think he was scheduled to be there.
Okay, well, how about the one who refused was Miles Davis?
It was not Miles Davis.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Good, two good guesses.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, good evening. This is Tasha from Oakland.
Hi, Tasha.
Was chartreuse already?
I'm afraid that it was already taken, okay. But it continues to be correct, so there's your bell.
It hasn't changed.
Well, thank you. And Mercury, is that one of the 12 Olympic gods?
No, Mercury was Roman. But, yeah, his...
We got Hermes, right?
Yes.
Hermes. Yeah.
Right. How about Bacchus?
The Dionysus was the one.
Okay.
Yes,
I get it. Well, thank you very much.
Bacchus is very popular.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
Bye bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi. This is Vivian from Berkeley.
Hi, Vivian.
The musician who ended the Monterey Pop, was it Rabbi Shankar?
It was not Rabbi Shankar.
Rabbi Shankar?
Rabbi. No, it was not Rabbi Shankar. No. Good guess.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
The hint on the group that closed the show, somebody in the group was one of the producers of the festival, of the Monterey Pop Festival. I don't know if that helps you. So there was...
No.
Okay.
Not me, anyway.
Yeah.
And
also, Rabbi Shankar is now going to be my... Yeah. That's my new drag name.
Good, good.
So,
it's a great
awesome.
Name.
Yeah. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Mark in the Tenderloin.
Hi, Mark.
Moon, would it be Ganymede?
It would not be Ganymede. Is there a movie called Ganymede? Not that I know of.
Okay, and got a question.
Very quick. We're almost out of time.
Donald Trump, what's his middle name?
Jehoshaphat.
Is it John? No.
It is John.
John, right. Oh. Okay.
And he had a child with Marla Maples. What is the child's name?
That's
Tiffany.
Tiffany, right. Good.
You got it. Right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, time to clean up here. Kira?
I got nothing.
Okay.
The person who was going to be at the Fairmont was Dionne Warwick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, who had number one hits, and they wouldn't let her perform. The person who was invited to play and refused because he hated San Francisco bands was Frank Zappa. The Mothers of Invention were going to play, and Frank Zappa wouldn't let them. Mm-hmm. And the Mamas and Papas closed the show. John Phillips was one of the main producers of the show, the same guy who wrote Be Sure to Wear Flowers in Your Hair.
Okay.
So that closes out the Summer of Love part, and Dana is very relieved.
I am. Yeah. And let's see. The moons in our solar system that had the same names as movies, Miranda is the one that nobody got. Miranda was a British film in the late 40s with Glynis Johns as a mermaid. And let's see, the fictional towns, Beacon Hills, California, that's Teen Wolf. I don't know why Kira hasn't binge-watched that, but I guess not. Fairview is Desperate Housewives. Okay. So, if we did not get to your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. And we'll be here next Sunday to speaking of that. Our thanks to our panel tonight, Kira Pace. Thank you, Kira, technical editor. Lori Fisher, retired professor. Thank you, Lori. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Our thanks to Steve Wilcott and David LaTulipe. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call. And have a great week, everybody. And please join us next Sunday. Take care. Bye-bye.
Gotta be this or that. If it ain't dry, it's wet. If you ain't got, you get. If it ain't gross, it's net. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't sis, you can't miss. It's got to be your brother. Can't you see it's gotta be one way or the other? If it ain't full, it's blank. If you don't spend, you bank. If it ain't B, it's Frank. It's gotta be this or that.